I'm just glad we got a little Lemmy on one of our opens. A little imaging with some Lemmy. Sure, I got a. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They understand it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Our toll free hotline is 855-212-4CBS. It's brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Have I been hot enough lately with the betting for you on PharrellOnTheBench.com? If you haven't signed up, you're missing the boat. How about last night? 81% of my bets hit, 25-6 overall. I hit everything, the Raiders to win and getting 1.5, 7-1 in the NBA, 5-1 in college basketball, 3-1 in college football, 8-3 in the NHL. I did it again tonight in the NBA. I smoked it. 70% last week in the NFL. I've already hit the Raiders, as I said, Thursday nighter both ways. I hit 5 of my top 6 plays. I went 5-0-1 in the top 6 plays, 9-4-1 in spreads. It was my 5th week in the 70 percentile bracket in 9 weeks in the NFL, 5 of them in the 70s. You got to be kidding me. And college football, I haven't had 1 week that hasn't been in it. At least the 60s, 66% last week. Hit my top 5 plays, 6 of my top 7. Sign up, PharrellOnTheBench.com. Hide the money from your wife. Mark in Toronto, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scotty, what's going down?
Yo, what up, kid?
Yeah, what's going on? Round the bench for Mafia and Tyler Hyde. And I talked to a fellow Bills fan.
Sweet. There you go. We're pouring drinks. Mafia's got it all going.
You got to give me one of them. Now, a couple of things. The Bills, with Allen not running like Lamar Jackson does, come on, they have a solid chance in a wild card to get, you know, to where they're going. Secondly, you gave some love to John Gruden, who at the beginning of the season you were doubtful of. That much I respect, and I really like that. They show up every game, and they're putting it down. They're throwing it down.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and I've said that multiple times now, that he's done a great job. I said last night he's earned his $10 million already. The fact that they're 5-4 is stunning because I don't frankly think they have much on that team in terms of, you know, sheer talent, you know, stars or anything like that. I think they got some young talent. Renfro and Jacobs have looked good for the most part. And the bottom line is that they are in every single game they play. I'll give you that. And the Bills, I think the only thing that can get in the way of them making the playoffs is themselves. Really, I mean, the bottom line is they're in the driver's seat right now. And the problem is that they got the second half they got to deal with. So if they don't implode, they should make it. I mean, that's the bottom line. Carver High, that's your team. I mean, you already know what you got to do. If you go 6-2 again, you're automatic. You got a second half you got to deal with starting this week.
I think all they really need to do is go 4-4. I think the 10 wins gets you in the AFC this year.
Yeah.
With the way that it's shaking out right now. Look, I think that this is a situation on Sunday where these guys have heard the talk. Okay, Sean McDermott, the team, they've heard the talk. They get asked about it every week. You know, everybody says you guys haven't beaten anybody. Now, I'm not saying that the Browns are, you know, the Patriots here, but they're a 2.5, 3-point underdog, and they're a 6-2 team going to play a 2-6 team. And those guys have got to be looking at each other and going, man, nobody believes in us, huh? Let's go out there and show them.
That's unbelievable. Really is unbelievable that they're underdogs against that crappy team.
Right. Well, you know the hype. The hype, even though they're 2-6, you know, the hype train just keeps on rolling. You know, that's what it is.
I think it's because they're in Cleveland, but...
Well, that's a big part of it,
the
too.
The Browns should be favored in that game by 1, at least.
Well, it's around the same.
I mean, the Bills. The Bills should be favored. The Bills should be favored. They're 6-2.
I like that they're not, because I think that it sparks them a little bit here on Sunday. They're going to go with
Washington going hizzy.
Got to have it here.
50-yard run.
Let's
after
go.
Oregon State got back in the game with a pick 6, and now they just gave it all back with their crappy defense. So they should be favored, the Bills, on a row, but they're not. But I don't think they can hang their hat on that nonsense, who's favored, who isn't. They need to just go in there and beat them.
Well, right. They just have to take care of business. And their defense is good enough where now they've been bad against the run the last few weeks. So they need to stop Chubb on Sunday. And if they can, force Mayfield to throw like everybody else has this year. And it's been a problem. The Bills' pass D is excellent. You can't really throw on the Bills. Bills' pass D has been outstanding. Where they have been hit the last couple weeks, especially in the Eagle game and in the first half against the Skins last week, was running the ball up the middle at the Bills' defensive line, which has been a little banged up. So, but you try throwing on them, it's a problem. You need to run the ball against that Bill D to have any success. And you need to force Baker Mayfield to throw the football. And they're going to try to do the same thing to Josh Allen. Everybody tries to do it every week. So they're going to try to do the same thing to the Bills. They're going to try to stop the Bills' run. But I think the Browns are like 30th in the league against against the run.
How about these people that think the Browns are going to still make the playoffs?
Well, yeah, because the AFC is so weak, they think that they could run it off starting this week against the Bills.
They're going to run the tables.
Well, you know, even if they go, what, nine wins could happen.
There's no way.
I don't think they're going to do it. Oh, they are staring 6-10 in the face right now.
Yeah,
maybe
there's
even worse.
No way. I don't want to hear it. That is such a joke. This is such a joke. I mean, like, how can you carry that whine around the entire season that the Browns are still doing something in the NFL? I mean, from day one, they were going to the Super Bowl.
I think you need to get to 500 before you could even talk about getting back in the playoffs.
I think it just goes to show you how stupid, really, at the end of the day, the national media really is. They really are a bunch of stupid idiots. Because everybody and their brother had the Browns going to the Super Bowl. Did they not? I mean, they were the flavor of the day, and everybody bought in, and every single national, local, they all bought in. I didn't. I said they suck from day one. And I'm not even saying I'm right about anything. I'm not even acting like I'm anybody that matters at all. I just have never believed in them, ever. Because they've been losing forever. That's all they do is lose. So don't get me started on the Browns. Is there anything else, Mark, that I'm missing here that you wanted to say?
Gotta give me a
shake, I do. Oh, shake, I do. There you go. Adam in California.
Yo, Pharrell, you're a legend, baby.
Hey, dude, what's happening?
So, I was calling about the same game. That's a janky spread, but it reminded me of this game. You probably remember this. 3-4 years ago, Pittsburgh went into the Jets. The Jets were having a normal crappy Jets year. Pittsburgh was having a normal, pretty solid Roethlisberger year, and they were only favored by 3, and they lost. And it was like, it was one of those spreads where you're like, how are they only favored by 3? And when I saw this spread, I'm like, that's scary as hell. And then I found out that Kareem Hunt is playing. Is Kareem Hunt going to come and punch this spread in the face?
Well,
is that what's going to happen?
He hasn't played once in a year and whatever, maybe longer. All I know is, like, we were talking to Jamie Eisenberg tonight. He said he thought he'd get 12 touches. If that guy carries more than 15 times, I'd be shocked. Because he just has no game on his tires at all. I mean, he's just not done anything. So I don't believe in that he's going to, like, steal the day. Now, I would give you, I'll grant you that wish. I think that there is a chance that, obviously, that's one of those plays on the board on Sunday that looks too obvious to ignore, that you would bet on the Bills to win that game. I think most sharps and most bettors are on the Bills, and I think that it could very well, I'm being honest, it could go Cleveland. They could win the game outright and beat them, and you know, because everybody thinks they got everything figured out in the NFL every single week, all these, you know, geniuses and fans and writers and broadcasters and you know, radio people, TV people, women, children, dogs, cats. They all think they know everything. And the bottom line is that it is a sucker play for sure. There's something fishy about it. I don't think the Browns should be favored in any football game this year. Meanwhile, they're, you know, favored by, right, 2.5, right? So, you know, I could see him beating the Bills. I really could. And now I won't deny I bet on the Bills. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Anything could happen. Like, every single game in the NFL, I truly believe this, you have no clue what's going to happen in any game at all. Even if you think you have the end, like, you know, these people say, oh, I had them all along. Yeah, but you didn't know how the game was going to play out, did you? Yeah, everybody's, oh, I had them all week. It was automatic. You know, every you hear all these guys saying this stuff to you at the gym or wherever. And the bottom line is nobody knows how any NFL game is going to be played out. It's an absolute crapshoot. You have no idea what's going to happen. You have no idea what plays are going to make the difference. You have no idea what turnovers are going to make the difference. You have no idea what, you know, the home team's going to do, the road team's going to do, the calls that are going to be made. I do know one thing. You know, when these games start out and a team goes up 7, 10, 14, you think the game's in the bag, and the next thing you know, they lose, right? So everything that happens early means nothing. It means nothing in these games because 1 minute you got it all going, you're winning by 20. The next minute you're in overtime losing, right? It's just the craziest thing ever. The NFL, why do you think so many people love it for betting? Because it's absolute chaos every single week. It does not matter what every game. It seems like to me every game comes down to the final 2 minutes, final minute, final possession, final snap, final play. You can never count anything out from happening. Anything is possible. Anything is feasible. And it is crazy. It's absolute craziness. And I, you know, I watch the Red Zone. I love it. I like watching all the games. And I always know one thing. I never get too excited about anything that happens in the NFL because it changes so quickly from minute to minute and quarter to quarter. And those fourth quarters turn into, all hell breaks loose, right? It just is automatic. It's just inevitable that it's going to be that way. 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench. Our final hour, do you want to talk about NFL games, injuries, whatever, college football games, NBA this weekend, NHL, what is it? Where do you hurt? Call the show. Get benched.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4CBS. It's 4227. A couple things. The podcast of this show is very popular. It comes out after the show and the next day in the morning. So tonight, late night, after the show, we put it out on Twitter, at Scott Pharrell, at On The Bench CBS. And then we put it on Facebook.com/Pharrell On The Bench. And then the next morning, same thing. So you get the podcast automatic after every show and the following day. So check it out. And then all these people complain all the time. Pharrell, you're not on tonight. There's a game on. Pharrell, they got football on. Pharrell, they got basketball. Pharrell, they got hockey on. Pharrell, they got college. Pharrell, you're not on, blah, blah, blah. So here's the deal. We're on always. All you have to do is simple. Listen clearly and carefully. We're on radio.com, the app. Just favorite CBS Sports Radio. Boom, problem solved. All 4 hours. No questions asked. Also, the CBS Sports app, free, download it. Boom, we're on there every night, 4 hours, no questions asked. C, Sirius XM app, automatic, every night, we're on it, count on it, boom. D, Ask Alexa, play CBS Sports Radio, boom, done, period. All four of them have all 4 hours. What's the problem? Is it really that hard to get the apps and just have it and never have to worry about all the preemptions and all the BS? Just do it. What is the problem, bro? God. There you go. Pat Mahomes will start this Sunday. I think that was inevitable. Dan Quinn declares Matt Ryan ready to go. I love the Falcons' attitude. The second half of the season is a whole new season. Thank God, because the first half was a lobotomy. The Steelers add Juju Smith-Schuster to the injury report. List him as questionable with a problem. It's a toe injury, little toe jam action. And then they also have other stuff. Ramon Foster, a concussion. Benny Snell, a knee. James Conner, a shoulder. I have to say, Conner, he really does get injured a lot. You know, you can say whatever you want about him. They love him. I think he's fantastic. I think he's always injured. That's what I think. No mercy, sweep the leg. I mean, the guy never plays, right? So he misses a lot of games. Ravens list Lamar Jackson as questionable. He sat out with an illness yesterday at practice. That doesn't sound too troubling. You should be all right, Ro. Marquise Brown, an ankle, a thigh. Earl Thomas, a knee. I heard he's going to go. Ronnie Staley, a knee. Yanda, an illness. Chris Moore, he did the show for me last Friday. He's got a thumb. I didn't know he played for the Ravens in his spare time. Olivier Vernon ruled out for the Browns. He's got...
another guy who never plays.
Yeah, he's dealing with a knee injury. Does it really matter who plays for the Browns? The Lions and Bears injury report, none of it is that dramatic, is it? I'm just looking at if anybody... Matt Stafford's on there with a hip and a back. That's a problem. Danny Amendola's on it with a hand. Darius Slay, a hammy. Snacks has a groin and a, I guess, other injuries. So there you go. A lot of injuries. The Vikings visit the Cowboys with running backs Dalvin Cook and Zeke Elliott in the spotlight. Who do you think is going to have a better game there of the running backs? And who do you think wins that game in Dallas? Isn't that the Sunday nighter?
It is the Sunday nighter. I like the Cowboys in that game.
That's a decent game, don't you think?
It is. It's not a great slate this Sunday, to be fair. Not a lot of great games.
No?
I don't believe so. But the Sunday night game is pretty decent.
Let's see. Lions, Bears, Ravens, Bengals.
How rare is it that the best game of the whole entire weekend is the Monday night game? That is as rare as it gets.
Right? It is.
Monday night, they actually have a good game. On really, the best game of the weekend is Monday night.
I think the Bills-Browns game will be good. Chiefs, Titans, Falcons, Saints. I actually think that'll be a good game. I think this. Everyone thinks that's automatic, done deal. I bet the Falcons show up for that one. What do you think?
Yeah, they're coming off the bye. They've had some time to rest. They usually play the Saints very tight,
right.
Always close games.
Right.
I believe they play this week, and then they play again in a couple weeks, Thanksgiving night.
There you go. So that'll be a nice precursor. Giants, Jets, Cardinals, Bucks in Tampa, Dolphins, Colts. That could end up being a good game, the way the Dolphins have been playing lately. Colts will probably take them lightly.
Maybe.
Panthers, Packers, you like that game?
That's a decent game.
Didn't the Panthers go out to San Francisco and lay an egg?
Big time.
You think they'll lay an egg at Lambeau?
Packers coming off that bad loss to the Chargers last week.
What about Rams-Steelers? Is that a decent game for you, 4.25?
I think the Rams are going to whack the Steelers.
Whack! Going to whack them.
Yeah.
Going to whack them.
Yeah.
Vikings, Cowboys, Seahawks, Niners. And then your byes, Broncos, Pats, Eagles, Redskins, Jaguars, Texans. It's great news that the Broncos, Redskins will not be playing this week, so we don't have to watch them. They're so awful. Both of them. Mafia, do you think your Jets are going to beat the Giants or don't have much confidence there? They got a shot. I mean, both of them.
They got a shot. That game's completely up for grabs for both teams. They have good running backs on both sides. Saquon's had a little more success because the Jets just don't give the ball to Bell. But, yeah, struggling quarterbacks who are young and turn the ball over too much. Defenses that give up, huge chunks of yards to everybody. So they're very similar on both sides of the ball. I think it's just who's going to show up a little bit better. Who's going to suck a little less on Sunday?
3-14 combined, these two teams.
It's ugly.
It really is unbelievable. You know how the season starts? They always write about, the training camp and the teams and the positive outlook. The season is going to be incredible. Daniel Jones, when is he going to play? Sam Darnold's going to be so much better, going to lead the Jets to the promised land, and they're going to make it to the Super Bowl. And then the reality sets in. And the season, the same thing happens every year. They both suck. It really is unbelievable. Blake in Calgary for Alberta.
Scotty, I tell you, it's just great to touch base with you, man. I tell you, we get preempted here locally for your show due to hockey, and more hockey. And
right.
I know you're a Penguin fan and you dig the NHL, but honestly,
right.
Like, we just put up with after game phone-in shows. But I just got to say, man, or I got to ask the question, Russell Wilson, MVP at this stage in the season, because we're big on the Pacific Northwest up here, Seahawk base here in Calgary. What are your thoughts?
Well, I like him. I think he's the MVP without a doubt. I think everybody's talking about all these other guys, Watson and whatever. And look, I think he's been the most exciting. I've said for weeks that he's been the most exciting player. What he's doing with Seattle with no talent really around him. I mean, Lockett's not that bad, but, he's good. But, I don't think they have a ton. He lost his tight end. Now they got some other backup tight end playing. The guy just wins, and he throws spectacular routes, and he just connects, and he wins, and he gets it done, and he doesn't turn it over. He's got one pick the entire season, which was ugly, that pick six. But he has been fantastic. Touchdown to interception ratio is a joke. He's made the Seahawks very relevant. He's got them in, playoff position. And they're going into this game. The Niners are undefeated, and I'm sure everybody thinks they're automatic. But whenever you play Russell Wilson, nothing's automatic. What's automatic is that he's going to give you problems because you're going to have to deal with him for 60 minutes. He's no joke. And he just continues to amaze and come through in the clutch, and he's just a – high-end performer. The guy's incredible. I think he's the MVP without a doubt. I mean, I think some other people could drum up, excitement for other people and votes for other players and this and that, but you can't even argue what the guy's doing is phenomenal in Seattle. They're a good team. We'll see how they do here. This is a huge game for them, and obviously they're 7-2, and they're 4-0 on the road, so the Niners haven't lost a game, so something's got to give. I'm a little surprised, to be honest with you, the number's so high at 6.5, Carver High.
Love the Seahawks on Monday night. Love them.
I think they have a shot. I don't know about love them.
I think they win the game outright.
Oh, they're gonna beat them outright.
I do believe so.
That'd be huge.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So, yeah, I think that that Niner Seahawks game Monday night should be awesome. We'll be here for that. 10 o'clock Eastern, we'll be live, so the game will be underway and everything. So the Washington game is 19-7 Huskies. They're going to win this game. There's 5.5 to go. They have the ball, and they're doing whatever they want against the Beavers. The Beavers only made one play the whole night, the pick six. That was it. They couldn't do anything on offense against Washington. They couldn't even score. So they scored a pick six. That was it. I'm seeing the Wilder commercial now for the Ortiz fight. King Kong against Wilder for the second time. It's Wilder Ortiz 2 on November 23rd at the Grand Garden Arena at the MGM. We'll be there live doing the show on Thursday and Friday, the 21st and 22nd from the MGM. Make sure you tune in as we go back to Sin City for another PBC on Fox pay-per-view from Vegas. So looking forward to that. They've already started making those plans today. There was travel plans made today, Mafia. Mafia is very excited to go back to Vegas and gamble heavily. We'll see what happens. Should be a good scene out there, as usual. Anyway, the Warriors are strongly refuting that Steph Curry will miss the rest of the season story. There's been, as I said earlier, there's stories that are saying he's done for the year. I just don't believe that. I don't see how you can break your hand and then miss the whole season. And seriously, it's a 6-month season, and he's going to be out 3 months. I don't understand. What's he going to do for the other 3 months? Pick his nose? Why would you not play him? Like, you got to be kidding me. Because let me guess, because Steph's not happy with the team. He's not happy with that all of the players are gone and injured, and Thompson and Green and KD left him, so he can't, have it his way like Burger King. He can't be on a winner, so he doesn't want to play ball now, wants to take his ball and go home. Is that what it is? Because it sure seems that way to me, doesn't it? I don't understand that at all. You break your hand, you wear the cast, you get it off, you go to PT for 4 weeks, you go play ball. What's the problem? Seriously. Did you see Rick Pitino was hired as Greece's national team coach? Going to try to make the Olympics with Greece. How the mighty have fallen, right? After that guy got busted at Louisville for the second time. For the, recruiting scandals and parties, right? That's what it was. It was recruiting stripper parties and, right? I mean, drugs, blow, whatever else. Carver, did you lose your mic cover there? I saw that fly off the handle.
Well, nothing works here, so.
All right. That's true.
Yeah, remember, he didn't know anything about those parties. So just don't, that's not very fair to
him. Don't lap him in there.
You know, he didn't know anything about those. You know, the parties that the recruits were having or.
What about the Italian restaurant?
He knows something about that, considering he was a central figure.
His wife knows something about it.
What went on at the Italian restaurant? He knows all about that.
So how do you think he'll do with Greece?
Who cares?
Yeah. The Braves, third baseman Josh Donaldson, interest in the Rangers. I guess they want him. But who else did I see? Phillies interested in him?
I believe so.
He can rake when he's healthy, right? Is it true that the Reds are interested in our boy Didi, Sir Didi?
Didi will be a good pickup for anybody.
Would you rather have him or Gardner? Because you need Gardner because you got no Hicks.
Man, I really don't want to bring Gardner.
You don't even want Gardner back.
No.
But that's what they're doing.
I think that's a bit.
How about everyone that bit into that David Cone story around here? And then they hired some nobody?
Yeah, they hired a heavy analytics guy who was coaching high school baseball a couple of years ago.
Congratulations. Nice move. They might as well have stayed. I saw Larry Rott. The guy's name's Matt Blake. They got the job.
He's been with the Indian organization. High school. Did some high school stuff. Big analytics guy.
I don't know. Pitching coordinator of the Indians. I don't even know what's going on there. The Padres hire Larry Rothschild to be their new pitching coach. He'll love it there. Not the losing, but the weather's fantastic. I tried to get the Padres managerial gig. It didn't turn out very well for me, but I wanted the job. What happened to Nathan McKinnon, Carver High? Is he okay? Suffered an injury? Upper body injury?
Day to day.
He's day to day.
Aren't we all?
I guess. So what's the deal? The 2020 Global Series has been announced in the NHL. The Bruins and Predators will play in Prague. And the Blue Jackets and Avs will play in Finland. Very exciting. Next year. Khabib Nurmagomedov says that Conor McGregor needs 10 wins in a row to earn a rematch with him. Good luck with that. 10 wins.
I got to tell you.
He wouldn't fight 10 fights in 20 years.
No, but not only that. Like, I get the premise of what this guy's trying to say. Like, you know, I beat his ass. But, like, I think 10's a bit of a stretch, all right? You know, he didn't fall down the entire, I guess they do rankings, right, Mafia? They do rankings. It's not like because he lost to him in a title fight, he went from 1 to 15, okay? The guy still... Am I right or wrong about this, Bobby? Is one of the 5 best fighters in that division, yes or no?
Yes.
So, I mean, calm down, dude, all right? If McGregor does go out and he's going to get a tomato can, the first one out, he'll beat whoever he faces, and let's say he wins another fight after that, guess what? He probably is going to be lined up to face you, yes or no?
Yeah, if he wins 2 in a row, he's definitely. I mean, they might give him after 1, depending on how the other things in the division shake out. He should have to fight at least 2.
Because they have nobody else.
Well, because they want to make the most money. You put his big mouth out there, and that's going to bring in the paper.
And how about this? How about their crappy event they got going on this weekend? Do you think they have enough events? They had a great one last week in New York, and then they had to come back and have another one this week that not one person on the face of the earth is going
to
watch?
Yeah, this was supposed to be the one where Volkov was fighting Dos Santos, and Dos Santos went to the hospital, so it just fell apart.
Wow.
Well, and one more on this dude, Nurmagomedov. I saw this today, too, along with
He won't fight in Vegas?
He's not going to. He refuses to fight in Vegas until they apologize to him. Then why'd you jump out of the ring and tackle the people in the crowd?
That's okay? It. But it's Las Vegas'
but it's
fault.
Their fault that he acted like a moron after he beat McGregor's ass. He goes and jumps out of the octagon and lands in the crowd and starts throwing haymakers at guys.
Yeah, he's turning into a prima donna.
But that's his fault. So, you know what?
He doesn't see it
enough.
That way, though. He blames Las Vegas. What does Las Vegas have to do with it?
Get serious. I mean, serious.
So what happened? He's mad is because they fined him.
Well, yeah, they took money and they suspended him, whatever the
right,
deal
so
was.
That's what he's mad about. And he's not mad at the people of Las Vegas. He's mad at the commission.
But I don't want to fight there now. Now I don't want to fight in Las Vegas.
He wants to fight in New York.
Enough. Just seriously.
I see here the 2020 NBA mock draft. The Knicks would get the number 1 pick and take Cole Anthony from North Carolina, the freshman. That's Greg Anthony's son who lit it up for 34 the other night. Anthony Edwards of Georgia would go number 2. LaMelo Ball would go number 3. James Wiseman number 4. You heard tonight he was going number 1, right? But not by me. Tyrese Maxey of Kentucky would go number 5. Can you believe that? I mean, these names. How about these guys now? You play 1 year and that's it. You're going pro. That's it. Like, college is the biggest waste of time ever, isn't it? What a joke it is. It's like, and you know what's even funnier? They're like, student athletes, my ass, student athletes, they are not there to get an education at all. Zero. Like, not even 1 second of an education. What are you talking about, education? College basketball players are there for one reason and one reason only. Actually, two. One, play basketball. Two, get leg. Right? I mean, honestly, what else are they there for? You're telling me they're there to go to class?
And even if they go to class, your freshman year is a bunch of BS classes that aren't going to go anywhere near your degree. That's like the most basic class you take, so it's not like it's really making them any better.
It is absolutely pathetic, is what it is. They're talking about guys outperforming their draft positions already. Kai Bowman of the Warriors, Brandon Clark of the Grizzlies playing well, Tyler Hero of the Heat, the way he shoots, 13-7 a game. Ja Morant, 20 points. The guy's been lighting it up. Kendrick Nunn, the Heat, that guy's been 18 per. Eric Paschall, the Warriors, 17 per. A lot of rookies playing well. Notice how they didn't mention R.J. Barrett in there. Troy in Vancouver, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Bro, how you doing, man?
Hey, dude.
Hey, quick, I just wanted to ask you a few quick questions real quick.
Yeah.
First, I know Steelers faithful, we got the Rams this weekend. I wanted to get your take on that. Also, I wanted to touch on the Steph Curry thing, man. I don't know what the deal is, but I definitely think he's sitting out the year, and I don't think it's all going to have to do with his health. I think when it comes down to it, he doesn't like how the team looks this year, and I don't think that dude's going to play, man.
That is such BS. That is so ridiculous. You've got to be kidding me. Now, listen, do you know how much money this guy gets paid to play basketball? You have got to be kidding me. You are paid rollover tens of millions of dollars to play basketball, right? And he gets injured. Fair enough. He breaks his hand. Fair enough. There's no denying he needs 12 weeks at least. So after that, and he heals, and he goes through physical therapy for 12 weeks, whatever it is, and he's out 3 months, you're telling me that a guy that earns $30 million or whatever it is a year, shouldn't have to play the rest of the year because he doesn't like the makeup of the team? I'm going to puke, okay? So I'm not putting up with that. If I own that team, Lake up all those guys, if I own that team, or even Silver, the commissioner, you cannot tell me that a guy that injures his wrist or breaks his hand and is out 3 months of 6 months of basketball, and he's just going to take 3 months and the rest of the season off because he doesn't like the way the team looks. That has got to be gross misconduct of the highest order. If you're paid $30 million to play basketball, whatever it is, you play basketball. When the injury heals and you're through PT, you go play ball. That's it. I have never heard in my life of a guy that gets injured and that heals and goes through PT and then what? Stops playing? Never plays again because he doesn't like the team or the way the season's going or their record. That is indefensible. You can't even argue it. He should not. That shouldn't even be allowed.
And just to clear it all up here,
you gotta be kidding me.
That is not at all what has been rumbled. That is that gentleman's opinion. Okay,
right.
I haven't heard anybody say that he's not going to play because he doesn't like how the team.
Right,
works.
That's all.
That
BS.
Is that gentleman's opinion, right?
That's
there.
That's BS.
He thinks that he would do that, and guess what? That is not going to
happen. Okay, so the reports are that he's not going to play the whole season. Rick Bucher's reported he's not going to play.
Right.
That is, I just do not believe that for 1 minute.
It would not be his own decision if the team got together, Kerr, and everybody was.
What purpose does that serve?
I don't think it serves any purpose.
If he sat out 4 months,
I'm saying if that happened, it would not be his alone decision. He's not going to sit in a corner and go, oh, guys, guess what? You suck this year. I'm not playing. That's not at all how it's going to go down.
Fair enough.
Okay?
And then he wanted to know about the Rams-Steelers. I think the Rams are better than the Steelers. I hope the Steelers win, but I'm not feeling it. I think the Rams are playing kind of playoff football these days. And I don't deny the Steelers have played okay. They've certainly fought their way back to 500. I'll give you that. So it should be a good game. I think the Steelers-Rams game might be the game of the week. It might very well. I mean, I think the Niners-Seattle game's better on paper, and certainly Monday night's the best game. But I think Sunday, that might be the game. We'll see. I think the Bills-Browns and the Steelers-Rams are the two games that I want to see, and the Falcons-Saints, to be honest with you. So don't forget to go to PharrellOnTheBench.com. I've been on fire. So go get my snags. And check out the podcast of the show. It's badass. Check out Aisle Seat Podcast. It's badass. Carver, I have a great weekend. Mafia, you too. I'm Pharrell. I'll see you freaks Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Enjoy Alabama, LSU, and all the pain day games, NBA, NHL, college rack. Get all my snags on my site. Have a kick-ass weekend, everybody. Good night.